Welcome to the 127th episode of the Jamie Delaney Plant-Based Wellness Podcast. My name is Jamie Delaney, and I'm your host. I'm a plant-based cardiologist and endurance athlete living in Southwest Florida. I think it's about time that you've heard enough of me for a while, so I actually have an interview today. I am very pleased to bring you Dr. Scott Stoll. When I was little, I loved watching the Olympics. I always dreamed that I thought it would be great to be an Olympic swimmer, even though I'd never taken a swimming lesson in my life. But my father and I always watched, we watched the Olympics together, but we always watched Wide World of Sports. And on that was the bobsledding in the winter. And Dr. Stoll actually was on the 1994 U.S. bobsled team. Now, I wasn't little back then. I was actually practicing cardiology, but he nevertheless was on the bobsled Olympic team. What, you know, great honor. Then he went on to go to medical school, and he began his career as in physical medicine and rehabilitation. And his journey goes something like people were falling apart. And despite his best efforts, general regular medicine didn't seem to be fixing them. And he worked his way into seeing how plant-based nutrition actually helped people in all aspects of their life. He is the author of Alive, A Physician's Biblical and Scientific Guide to Nutrition. He is also one of the founders of the Plantrition Project, which has brought together physicians that are interested and healthcare providers that are interested in plant-based nutrition. And he has he and his co-founders have started a yearly medical conference with continuing medical education credits and wonderful guest speakers such as Dr. Esselstyn, Dr. Ornish, Dr. Campbell. And I attended it myself out in Anaheim, California. And it was a wonderful conference. I had the pleasure of first meeting him there. And so he is just a steward for health and his community as well as his fellow physicians. And I think you'll enjoy my chat with him this afternoon. So without further ado, welcome Dr. Scott Stoll. Welcome, Dr. Scott Stoll. You know, Dr. Stoll, I have been a fan of yours and admirer since I went to my first Plantrition conference 2 years ago. And the most exciting thing, I'm sorry to tell you, maybe not because you're a plant-based doctor, but you were on the 1994 bobsled team. And that just is like that wowed me over. So, you know, congratulations. I can't think of anything more exciting. When I was a kid, I used to want to be an Olympic swimmer. Now, I never took a swimming lesson in my life, but I still had dreams of being the swimmer. But, you know, it's just as good to be able to talk to an Olympian. So thank you for taking time to take my call.
Oh, thank you so much, Jamie. It's so wonderful to be a part of your program, and it's really an honor. And I just respect and admire all that you're doing in your work as a cardiologist and also creating these podcasts to support the people that are making that lifestyle change. And that's really I think it's so important. The work that you're doing is not just advocating, but you're supporting and you're coming along and coaching people. And that is really what helps them make a long-term change. So I applaud you for all that you've done. And I am just so pleased and honored to be a part of the program today.
So, you know, you have a lot of, you know, besides the Plantrition Project, and we'll get into that because a lot of people don't know what that's about. But you went to medical school and you became a physical medicine doctor and a rehab physician. And so when did the plant-based nutrition enter your life?
Yeah, it's really an interesting story. And, you know, historically, I was undergraduate, pre-med, obviously, biochem, and then nutritional sciences. And then I went to the Olympics, and you kind of think you understand nutrition, especially coming from the athletic world. And then after going through medical school and then starting to practice medicine, you know, I really was treating patients just as I had been trained to treat them. And then just one quick aside, because it's an important aside, in medical school, I'll never forget, my wife came to me. And she was holding a book, and she said, you know, I was watching this program on TV, and I really think we need to start eating more vegetables and become more vegetarian. So, you know, my wife was way ahead of me. And I said, oh, no, that's not how you're healthy. You need to have some meat. You need to eat a lot of protein. That's what I learned in bobsledding. So my wife was actually ahead of me about 4 or 5 years on this process. But anyway, I was practicing medicine, and a lot of my patients were telling me the same thing. They would say to me, Dr. Stoll, can't you help me? I'm falling apart. And then I would go to a family get-together, and the relatives, Uncle Joe, would say, I'm falling apart. You know, I don't know what's happening to me. I'm just getting old. So day after day, I keep hearing the same thing. And then there was one day in my practice where there was a woman sitting on my exam table, and she said, Dr. Stoll, can't you help me? I'm falling apart. And so I said to her, I said, you know, let me just stop you for a minute because I'm just curious, you know, what does falling apart really mean to you? I hear it all the time, and I just want to try and understand it because people are talking about it on a regular basis. And I had her past medical history and her list of medications in front of me, and I expected that she would start down that list and tell me, you know, I had breast cancer last year, and I'm a diabetic, and I have hypertension, I have side effects from medications. But she started in a place that surprised me and really caught me off guard. She said, my marriage is falling apart because my husband is exhausted. He's been taking care of me for years, and the love in our marriage is really gone. She said, my relationships with family are falling apart. I haven't been able to travel to see my grandchildren in 3 years because I can't get on an airplane. Our finances are falling apart because we are spending so much money on healthcare, we're facing bankruptcy. She said, my friends have stopped coming around. I don't have any friendships and I'm depressed. And she said, you know, every part of my life is falling apart. And she looked at me with tears in her running down her eyes, and she said, can you help me? And at that point, you know, I'm thinking back through all of my lectures in medical school and, you know, all of the things that I learned in residency, and I had really nothing to give her to help her put her life back together again. So when I walked out of the room that day, I said to myself, Scott, what are you going to do to help somebody that asked you for help putting their life back together again? And I really had no idea where to start. And it started me on a research program. I thought, well, certainly some of these diet books or some doctor that's written a diet book has to have the answer. So I started reading diet books from Atkins to Zone and everything in between. And I was more confused when I finished that process than when I started. It didn't make sense to me. They talked about, you know, weight loss. They talked about, you know, different carbohydrates and proteins and fats, and they all conflicted in their research. And I said, well, this is not the answer for putting somebody's life back together again. Then I had read about age management medicine, and so I went and got certified in age management medicine and realized that that too was not the answer for people. So I went back to my nutritional roots after thinking back on what my wife had said, and I started reading articles online just on PubMed, and I saw a consistent thread that the more vegetables, more plant-based foods that somebody consumes, the healthier the body. And in fact, in some cases, diseases can be reversed. Well, this was a new concept for me because, as you know, Jamie, we never were taught in medical school or residency that diseases could be reversed. These were lifetime conditions that were managed with medications. And it was a challenge for physicians to get people to be compliant with those medications. So as I learned more about this, I found books like T. Colin Campbell's book, which I think has inspired so many of us and given us such a foundation, the China Study. I came across Joel Fuhrman's book, Eat to Live, and I actually went and spent some time in his practice. And to my amazement, I saw people getting younger as they got older. I saw people that, you know, started seeing him in their 70s, and by the time they were 80, they were on no medications, they were vibrant, strong, and healthy. And so that really shifted my paradigm. And I went back into my own family, and that's where we started. My wife and I decided we would do it at home first. And we changed the diet that we all ate as a family, and we saw amazing health benefits. Children were strong and healthy, and still to this day, most of my children have never taken antibiotics, and they rarely get sick. And then I started using my prescription pad in my practice to write prescriptions for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for my patients. And I, before my eyes, I saw people's lives transformed, not just in losing weight and discontinuing medications and medical conditions getting better, but it really was the repairing of their lives. It was a transformation. Their relationships improved. They gained new energy and new vision. They started participating in new like outreaches and going and doing more volunteer work. Everything seemed to change when they began changing what was on their plate and gained a greater vision for their life. And so it's out of all of that that I was inspired to go down this road. And change the way that we live and then begin teaching other people, both patients and friends and family and also physicians about the power of plant-based diet.
And you wrote a book, Alive, A Physician's Biblical Guide and Scientific Guide to Nutrition. And I have read that book. It's wonderful. And a couple things that stood out for me that hit me pretty good is 29,200 days, 80 years. Mm-hmm. And then I like the part where you said 15,000 days when you're reading this book, because you're probably, probably 40 or 50 or whatever when you're reading that book. So that scared me a little bit. It's like, oh, because, as you mentioned, time is going fast, and it seems like, for me anyway, it goes faster every year. My daughter just got married last year, and she's actually a newly registered dietitian, plant-based dietitian, but it's going so
Congratulations.
Fast.
Congratulations.
And yes. It's like, oh, hold on. But the other thing that you talked about was a great story when you were a child, when you and your brother were mowing the grass.
That's right.
The lawnmower was broken. You thought you got out of it, and you borrowed a neighbor's, and you took it back to the neighbor. Your dad had you all clean it as a family, and you took it back much better than you had received it, and it taught you a life lesson. And that life lesson was, our bodies are a temple, and we need to take care of our bodies, and put that effort in. And so I thought that was a wonderful metaphor.
Yeah, that was, my dad was so wise that day in teaching us a life lesson about stewardship. And, the mower was not in great shape when we got it. It was dirty, and I mowed the field, and it was in worse shape when we finished. And he had us out there that day, not only washing it with sponge and soap, but we waxed the deck, and we cleaned it, and we used Q-tips, and it looked probably just about as good as it did coming off the showroom floor. But he used that opportunity as we were cleaning to teach us about the stewardship of things. And the most important is our body, because when we steward what we've been given, our health and our strength and our vitality, one, we have a responsibility to, I believe God, we have that responsibility to him because he's the one that has given us life. But we also have this responsibility to others as a part of the stewardship of our bodies. For those of us that are married or have significant others, the way that we care for ourselves directly impacts the quality of their lives. If we have children or grandchildren or nephews or nieces, the vitality and the energy and the strength that we have really broadens their experience and their opportunities in life. If we're part of churches, or if we're a part of a charitable organization, or even, as all of us have experienced with work, if somebody at work is not taking care of themselves and they get sick, everybody bears the burden. And so that stewardship of our own bodies is important for so many reasons. And we just don't think about that. I think a lot of times in our culture today, we've become so focused on self and, the pursuit of our own goals. And, even the songs like Frank Sinatra, I Did It My Way, and John Bon Jovi, it's my life and I'm going to live it. We somehow have become so individualized in our thinking, we forget to remember that there's a holism in our lives. A relationship vertically with the Creator and a relationship horizontally with all the people that we're connected with in our lives. And when we take the personal responsibility to do the best we can to identify the lifestyles and strategies that optimize our health, then all of those relationships are optimized, and we get the pleasure of living a joyful life.
Yeah, I think that's very wonderful and a great way to look at it, because sometimes people do struggle. I had a interaction with a young cousin of several weeks ago, but it really bothered me because she posted some just really cheesy, greasy pizza thing online. And I couldn't help myself. It's one of those things, you shouldn't say on Facebook, shouldn't comment, but sometimes I just can't help myself. And I kind of like, well, that's, I had to. And she says, you're going to die of something. And I thought, oh my goodness, here's a 20-year-old, 20 something, early 20s that has no more, I guess hope or in the future that it doesn't matter. And that bothered me more than the pizza then, and I, But I think this is, you know, it's a, I'm going to actually probably use your lawnmower story the next time I have to come across some of those things. So,
well, it's a, yeah, it's a common misconception when people think, well, you have to die of something. But what they forget is that in between the being born and the dying, there's quality of life. And the decisions that we make about the food on our plate, how much sleep, how we manage stress and activity, that really determines the quality of your life. And, you know, if you are not taking care of yourself and you're sick, you know, half a dozen times a year, that's 6 weeks out of your life that you've been sick that you wouldn't be sick if you took care of yourself. Also, if you're dealing with diseases because of the choices that you make, and for the young people, sometimes it's hard for them to understand that, you know, at 25, when you're eating all that junk food, it really does have implications when you're 45. But by making those decisions, you really then insert yourself into like a healthcare system where you have to see people like, you know, you and I. And each of those doctor visits costs you time, costs you money, and there's the potential for, you know, complications. Healthcare is not perfect, and medications have side effects and complications, and procedures do, and those can certainly steal the quality of your life. And then there's the end of life where, you know, if you are vibrant and healthy and strong and you've taken care of yourself, you can have a very high quality of life right up to the time that you exit this earth versus that kind of slow, painful dwindle that we see in so many nursing homes today. So it's far more than just dying of something. It's actually, it's the living that's the most important question, and identifying those factors that really help you to maximize the way that you live.
You, when you went into practice physical medicine and rehabilitation, is that correct?
I did, yes.
And how has your practice evolved since the plant-based nutrition? What is, you know, what is your practice like? You know, I can, you know, vouch for myself after I was running one day, and, you know, I was a vegan already, but I was running one day and heard about forks over knives. And I, you know, I got, as soon as I got home, I watched it. And when I saw Dr. Esselstyn teaching the nutrition classes, like, oh, that's what I want to do. And I started teaching the nutrition classes. Mm. And it's actually ballooned in my office such that now we're doing, you know, we're getting ready to start two nutrition classes every week because, wow, you know, so many people want to participate. So how have you changed your practice?
Yeah, it's, I think what this did for my practice, it gave me hope and it gave my patients hope that wasn't there before. And when you add hope into any situation, it changes everything. I had this great opportunity, as you do as well, that people come in to see me and they don't really know that they're going to hear a talk about nutrition and life. And they come in for other reasons and then they get this. But it gave me such an amazing opportunity to share that gift with people and then to learn in the process of how to help them walk that out. So I learned as much, I think, as my patients did. But, you know, through the years, like you have probably seen, you know, your patients really start to get it. And then there's these amazing celebration appointments that happen in your practice that didn't occur before. Because people come back and, you know, medications are discontinued. They've been discharged from other physicians because their endocrinologist has said that their diabetes has resolved and is in remission and they don't need any more medications. They have started gardening and they're growing foods, and they actually bring foods into your practice to share with you and your staff, like kale and broccoli. They, you know, are traveling, they're doing things that they didn't think they could do. They, you know, all of these things happen, and it changes not only the interaction between, you know, you and a patient, but it changes the interaction at the front desk and with nursing, and the, you know, any administrative assistants. It changes the whole complexity of the practice. And I really experienced, as you may have as well, there's like a different emotional overlay to my days, where the days are positive and happy and people are trending better and there's celebration and enthusiasm, versus before, a lot of like the disease management portion of medicine is not very inspiring. You know, it's, most of it is frustrating because people are not in compliance with the recommendations that you've made. But here it's joyful celebrations and hugs and high fives. And it renewed my enthusiasm to practice medicine.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. The evolution of it, like you say, you know, as a consultative cardiologist, people didn't come to get a nutrition lecture, you know, they came. So a lot of people have been surprised, but actually it has evolved to the point where now, you know, it's like I heard, or they'll say to my nurse, well, if I'm not plant-based, will she still see me? It has evolved. So tell me about, you know, the Plantrition Project has done some wonderful things as well. And, you know, one great thing is that you've got a bunch of us together. I was there the second year, and I heard that it, you know, over doubled, and it's, you know, again, it's, you know, doubling in size. And I don't know if you imagined it growing so quickly. And, you know, the other thing is that I refer my patients to it a lot because, you know, to find plant-based doctors where they live, that's kind of united some of us because we are a minority. And, it's lonely out there for the, you know, crazy plant-based cardiologist. So it's nice to know there's somebody else, you know. So thank you.
That's right. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And that was, I work with a wonderful partner on the health immersions. His name is Tom Dunham. We've been doing health immersions for Whole Foods and other corporations and private individuals for 8 years. And we were sitting at dinner one evening. And, you know, after going through this whole, like, educational process about 12 years ago, you know, thousands of hours of reading studies and books and trying to understand how to implement this into my practice, and then receiving some questions back and some criticism from my partners, you know, I said to Tom at dinner one evening, I said, Tom, you know what we really need is to develop a conference for physicians that are interested in plant-based nutrition so they can, you know, gain all of this knowledge and understanding, but more importantly, that people can get together and we can start to have conversations and collaborate and share and become a collective group that moves forward rather than all of us, you know, individually trying to do this alone. And so my friend Tom is, he's so great, and he's just an amazing person with logistics and organization. He said, sure, let's do it. And we had no idea what we're getting ourselves into or the financial risk that we actually took that year. But we started this conference. We held our first conference in Naples, and we just stepped out and faith. And I contacted Esselstyn, Caldwell Esselstyn, and I said, Essie, you know, if we have this conference, are you willing to support it and come speak? And he said, you bet, I'll be there. And so, you know, with Dr. Esselstyn's support, I started to go out to other people and Dr. Campbell. And by the time we finished, we had this really great platform of speakers. But then we realized that we had a short time frame and marketing was much more challenging than we understood because there wasn't a place to go find people interested in plant-based nutrition. So we had a friend of ours join us in the partnership, Susan Benegas, and she's an amazing person that's full of energy with lots of connections, and she helped us just through like sweat and blood and tears to market this. And we ended up with 200 people attending that first event in Naples. And it was a smashing success. And it was the things that were so exciting about that conference. One is just to see so many physicians and healthcare practitioners in a room excited about plant-based nutrition and changing lives. And then two, to see all of the conversations and the support and encouragement that came from that group of people gathering together, and friendships, you know, so many friendships that developed out of that first conference. So with that little bit of success in hand and a little bit of money to do another conference, we set out and did the second one in San Diego and then our third in Anaheim. And then last year we were back in Anaheim and we had over 800 healthcare practitioners from 20 countries. And this year we're expecting probably close to 1,000 from 25 different countries. And it's amazing. We have a group of 20 Japanese, many of them don't speak English, that are coming to this conference because they believe in plant-based nutrition. And they believe that this is the place that they need to come to find support and to further their education. So it has been an amazing experience for us. And I get more out of the conference than I actually put in. And it's the relationships like you and I and the friendships that have come out of this that are really remarkable. And I believe it's that collective force of all of us beginning to work together and to share and collaborate and do research and write articles that's going to begin moving the needle in the positive direction.
Yeah, it was very exciting. I mean, you know, it's... you know, I want to say like a kid in a candy store, but the candy part's not right. You know, I guess it's in a kale store,
yeah,
but
that's right.
You know,
in a black bean brownie store. Yeah.
Yeah, black bean brownie store, right. I mean, the food was marvelous there too, but it was, you know, sitting around in the room and seeing all those people that were plant-based, and I looking at the healthiness, you know, they looked healthy. They were, you know, people were awake. It wasn't your typical medical conference where people are chugging down coffee, trying to stay awake for the lectures. You know, everybody was excited to hear, you know, all the different lectures. But what I noticed most was when I walked outside into the lobby of the hotel, you could see the health of the environment change when you were mixed in with the regular, you know, hotel guests. And it's like you can tell the people that were at the conference and the people that weren't at the conference for the most part. And then when I left and we went back to the airport, I'm sitting, you know, it's like you left, you know, Never Never Land and you went back into reality. And then you see all the sickness in the airport, you know, and the people eating the hot dogs. Yes. And it's like, oh, my goodness, you know, and I just wanted to scream. I actually did talk to some stranger when he was, you know, he was talking to me. And it's like, but you know, it's such a secret. You know, I felt like I knew such a great secret that this, you know, the answer was in that room. And when we went out, it's like, we have to tell all these people because, you know, as soon as they know, it will help them so much, you know. And it was just an amazing experience and I loved it.
Yeah, and that's one of the things we realized through this whole process is that, you know, people really do want to hear from their physicians. I think, you know, statistics are like 80%+ of people want their physician to teach them about nutrition. But for the, you know, as you and I know, none of us were really taught about nutrition, and none of us really understand how to give people clear guidance on nutrition that would really change somebody's life from our medical education. It's something that has to happen outside of the current health education in our medical school. And so, you know, the long-term change is not going to necessarily occur unless we get physicians on board. And the physicians really have to be, you know, a part of the solution. We can't change the culture and we can't change individuals without creating a support system in healthcare that will encourage them and equip them to make that long-term change. And so that's why I love the work that you're doing, Jamie, as a cardiologist. You know, when people come in to see you, they're coming for, you know, obvious reasons, but you're giving them a solution and not just a management tool. And it's, you know, practices like yours that are going to change so many lives and so many families.
Yeah, it's been a revitalization of my practice, and like you, you know, I mean, it's went from the, you know, this is kind of getting boring at, you know, the 20 whatever year of doing this.
That's right.
You know, the same old medicines, the same old, till now it's really exciting. And, you know, identify people that, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I get excited about the people that I have the opportunity. It's like, I can really make a difference here. You know, and, you know, they'll look at me. It's like, yeah, just give me a few weeks here trying this and, you know, you'll see the difference. And it's amazing, you know, the response. Now, you know, I suspect that you've also been involved in a lot of pain management with what you do. And of course, you know, the you know, way back when, I mean, there's nothing better to relieve pain than non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs as far as musculoskeletal pain, but not without a tremendous amount of side effects. And we all used to prescribe right. them as water and pat ourselves on the back and say, well, at least it's not an opioid. And, you know,
right.
you know, and it's... you know, the more I do this, the more the more medicines you start to see, it's like, well, this, you know, this is not the answer. Of course, joint replacement, you know, a lot of back surgeries and different things, you know, you see a lot of pain. How have you been able to, you know, how does the plant-based nutrition helped you to change some of your, you know, of this? I'm sure you had this problem as well.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that really changed my view was early on we started doing health immersions. And so we would get the most unhealthy employees from Whole Foods and some other corporations, and they would come spend a week with us. And we would feed them 100% whole food plant-based diet, a little bit of light exercise, and then teach them about how to live a, you know, a healthy lifestyle. And in that week, we had people with, you know, fibromyalgia, which, you know, in current healthcare, there's really not a great solution for that. Chronic osteoarthritic pain of the knees, the back. And in 1 week, many of these people had near complete resolution of their pain. And so that really changed my mindset or belief system around pain, that, you know, the food that we eat is much more powerful than we can ever imagine. And I saw this also in practice, you know, people removing dairy, for some gluten, it's definitely processed food and sugar, and chronic headaches would go away, chronic neck pain would go away, the back pain would resolve, and they were able to discontinue medications. And so it made me recognize that lifestyle is far more important in the pain management aspect of life than we recognize. And what's interesting, you may have seen this research as well. They've done some cadaveric research and now even some more advanced research with some dyes where they are identifying that atherosclerosis will grow in the spinal arteries that help to supply nutrition and blood supply to the discs. And it, the same way that atherosclerosis will grow in the arteries supplying the muscle of the heart, you can, you know, develop the same level of atherosclerosis in those spinal arteries, reducing blood supply and nutrition to the discs and leading to more rapid and progressive degenerative disc disease, which can be very painful. And so the hope is that, like in Dr. Esselstyn and Ornish's studies, by reversing the either through, you know, angiogenic system and overcoming some of those blockages, or reversing atherosclerotic plaques, they improve the circulation and the heart gets better. And also we see that with the back. And there are a number of studies that have shown that association between the severity of the blockages in those spinal arteries and the severity of the back pain and the nerve pain. And that, you know, we're still waiting some studies to show that, you know, as those things improve, the back pain improves. But I certainly always recommend to patients that they make diet their primary intervention for their pain. And I like a common introduction that I'll often use for my patients is just the inflammatory, anti-inflammatory diet. And I'll often lead in and say, did you know there are a lot of foods that cause inflammation in the body? And I'll say, you can probably guess what they are because it's most of the American diet. You know, I'll start down the list, and by the time I'm done, they say, well, what am I going to eat now? Yes. So exactly, we're going to get you on some really good food that's going to help, and your total body inflammation is going to get better, your pain's going to get better, we can start getting rid of medications, the weight is going to come off, and everything is going to start trending in the right direction. So it was a really good way to get buy-in.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I think sometimes people get tired of hearing about cholesterol these days, but inflammation is a new buzzword. So if you, you know, if you can attack it that way, you know, it's just as good, you know.
And, that's right.
Well, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I've always found that it's important to, you know, identify what's meaningful to the person sitting across from you. You know, it's easy, I think, sometimes as physicians, or at least myself, I'll speak for myself, after, you know, years and years of very busy practice, you develop kind of almost your shtick that you give to people. You know, you push the play button and out it comes. And I found that I had much more success with people talking about nutrition when I would find out what was meaningful to them. If it's you know, a young athlete that's struggling with acne and I could start there, that was important to him. That was a much greater entrance into the dietary conversation than talking about, you know, heart disease. Or if it was somebody that had pain, I would start with their pain. Somebody that was more interested, they were really wanting to lose weight, I would start there. If somebody with irritable bowel, I talk about how that plant-based diet works with irritable bowel. And that really helped to get their early interest and then buy-in on making a lifestyle change and commitment to make that something sustainable.
Yeah, I think that's important. I'm just giggling over that too, because, you know, when I first started talking to patients in the office, I felt like I was on a timer, you know, that I had so much time to get this plant-based nutrition right. message across. And I would actually kind of be hoarse at the end of the day because I was forcing so much out, you know, and it's like, this is exhausting. And, that's right. You know, and then finally, you know, it's like, okay, you know, and And even my nurse would say, you know, don't this person, you know, don't try it, this room, you know, it's just not gonna, you know, it's just not gonna work. You're wasting your breath on this one, you know. And I'd go in and I'd start, you know, and they would, like you say, they would start talking about what bothered them, and I knew that, you know, if they just changed their diet, I couldn't help it. I, you know, then I'd go again.
I know, that's right. You can't help it.
And so the nutrition classes, you know, it's really helped, like, get everybody in one room. So I feel like it's like, if I can get them talked into the nutrition class, then, you know, then we can do it together. And the social aspect of it has been so meaningful. Yes. Because they support each other. And if, you know, sometimes I have, you know, people that'll actually repeat classes or drop in and out because we want them to come back. We started out with 6 sessions, and I always said, if you miss one, you know, make it up the next 6 sessions, you know, and we want you to succeed. This is not about, you know, it's not like the gym membership where we hope you don't show up. I really want you to show up.
That's
so
right.
so we can actually, you know, I have to win. You have to get better. And in order for me to win, you have to be good. You have to be well.
And that's right.
But then those people actually help the other people, it's become a community of sorts. And so we're actually just, you know, starting to, you know, expand that and broaden it. So it's exciting times.
That is really exciting. And I think that's such a great model that you've created for your office. And I would encourage, you know, other practitioners to think about that model where you're doing nutritional classes and you're bringing together people in a group, because that relational and social support really makes a big difference. And if, you know, people start to see each other, there's a different level of accountability, there's a different level of encouragement and motivation. And, you know, I think it's medicine, you know, oftentimes we get into the isolation and the room and the individuality, but for a lifestyle change, that social interaction is really like the gasoline on the fire that helps things to burn hot and long.
Well, you know, I really enjoy you taking this time this afternoon to spend with me. Where can people find out about your immersion retreats?
Yeah, they can find out more information about the immersion at totalhealthimmersions.com. And our next one will be October 14th in Naples, Florida. And we have a great week. You know, we have the most delicious plant-based food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We have an amazing time through the educational process. We make it really fun. We have beach parties. We have a dinner cruise on the Gulf. So we try to make it an enjoyable week. And we have people that not only come from Whole Foods and other corporations, but we have lots of individuals that join us as well. And we even have a few people that like to make it a vacation that they put on their calendars every couple of years to come spend a week with us in Naples. I try to bring my family as well and my 6 children, because we found that that's really important for people to kind of get a new vision for children eating healthy. And they get to see my children, who are 6 to 19, you know, making healthy choices on their own and putting salad on their plate, eating vegetables. They get to talk to them and see that children can learn to like healthy food and enjoy it. And they're, in fact, big and healthy and strong. And it gives them, I think, some hope that their families can change as well. So we make it an entire family event. And we would invite anybody to join us. We really have a terrific week there.
Well, perfect. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for taking time to speak with me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jamie. I really appreciate it, and I wish you all the best in your practice and all that you're doing there in Florida. And any way I can be of support to you, please don't hesitate to call me.
All right. Thanks a whole lot.
All right. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed the interview with Dr. Stoll. Certainly an extraordinary individual. If you would like to, again, find out more about his practice, please check out his immersions at Total Health Immersions. And again, that's going to be in Naples. He also has, his book is Alive, A Physician's Biblical and Scientific Guide to Nutrition. He has a website, fullyalivetoday.com. So check all of his media out. If you'd like to email me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at jamiedelaney@gmail.com or jamie@drdelaney.com. Please check out the website. Again, as you know, we're transitioning the practice into a more of a wellness model with a lot of online opportunities so that we can do coaching. I'm very pleased to announce that my daughter passed her registered dietitian board exam. So now she's a full-fledged registered dietitian, and she'll be coming on board with me on my online program to help do some nutrition coaching as well. So check out the website and all that has to offer. And again, feel free to email me with any questions about that or any questions about anything. I'd love to hear from you. And also love a 5-star rating at iTunes if you get the chance, so we can spread the word. The more people that hear about plant-based nutrition and what it does for them, the better. And until next week, go out and get some exercise, get some vitamin D, eat your plant-based veggies and fruits, and be well. Thank you very much for listening.